From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Just 30 miles west of Libya's capital, Tripoli, in the town of Zawiya, the government is no longer in control. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's stronghold of Tripoli is increasingly surrounded by anti-government forces, and in the country's second-largest city, Benghazi, opposition leaders have formed what they're calling a national council, something they say to give a political face to the revolution. One of those leaders is the former justice minister under Gaddafi, Mustafa Abdel Jalil. He spoke to Al Jazeera earlier today.
What is happening in Libya is a popular revolution led by the youth, supported by the people against oppression and against the dictator who has led Libya with a singular point of view and with a vengeful attitude and bloodthirsty soul. Now we announce to the world that we intend to build a democratic nation with institutions that respect international obligations and treaties.
Earlier today, Gaddafi's son and heir apparent, Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi, told ABC News that reports of chaos and violence are false.
You are hearing rumors, false reports. Please take your camera tomorrow morning, even this night. Go to every city in Libya. Everything is calm. Everything is peaceful.
Now, most news accounts contradict that optimism. The UN Security Council slapped sanctions on Libya last night and referred the country's leadership to the International Criminal Court for possible war crimes violations. Here's what the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, had to say.
This is a clear warning to the Libyan government that it must stop the killing. Those who slaughter civilians will be held personally accountable.
Now, remember when those WikiLeaks cables were released last November? Well, one of those documents, written by a U.S. diplomat, described a, quote, voluptuous blonde nurse, a Ukrainian national who was always at Gaddafi's side. Her name is Galina Kolonitskaya. She's thought to be a close Gaddafi confidant. Well, this morning, she too fled the country and arrived to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. It seems Gaddafi's world is starting to crumble around him as longtime loyalists and diplomats are defecting to the opposition. Much of the military is joining up as well, and many radio stations, like the one in Tobruk in eastern Libya, have started to broadcast messages of resistance. NPR's Jason Bobian went to check it out.
Free Tobruk Radio is now broadcasting from the base of its own transmitter on a windswept mountain overlooking the city of Tobruk. Its old studios were torched by Gaddafi's forces after the formerly state-run station announced its support for the revolution. The staff escaped with a few microphones, a mixing board, and some computers. They seized the broadcast tower and got back on the air. Now men in leather jackets swinging AK-47s guard their makeshift studio on the mountaintop. Free Tobruk Radio plays songs written and recorded over the last week by local artists. The music is all about the revolution. This song about the anti-Gaddafi protests that started February 15th says, "How many nights have we stayed up without sleep? We will stay here in the streets until our pains are gone." The station's new slogan is "Freedom or Death." The talk shows are also focused almost entirely on the uprising. Members of the military announced on the station that they were switching sides, and the army, at least in this region, is backing the demonstrators. Station manager Khalid Shatarasgala says just before the huge protests started and the station defected, he'd been ordered by Tripoli to stop all discussions on the air of political, religious, and social issues. Rasgala says under Gaddafi, the press was tightly controlled. At local radio stations all over Libya, Rasgala says, if you went against the government or even thought about doing anything wrong, you would be prosecuted by the regime. He says in every station there were one or two people who informed for the dreaded Department of Interior Security. Everyone knew that they had to be very careful what they said. In the middle of the day today, Mohammed Salam Garib was on the air talking about solidarity among the protesters and thanking them for the calm in Tobruk. Behind him was a large red, black, and green flag. This flag was used in the time of the monarchy before Gaddafi came to power, and now it's the new symbol of the Libyan revolution. Free Tobruk Radio is on the air 24 hours a day. No one is getting paid. Additional volunteers have joined the station as reporters. Salaf Fuad is a petroleum engineer at the local refinery, but the 52-year-old has started writing news reports for the station about the anti-Gaddafi protests.
Now we need only freedom, not for us. I'm old man, okay? But we need a new life, a new air, you know? And we need a good life for our children.
Fuad lived almost his entire life in a Libya ruled by Muammar Gaddafi. He beams with excitement as he talks about the prospect of handing his children a very different country where the press and the people don't live in fear of the government. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Tobruk, Libya.